ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 5 Lesson 1. It's always sunny in Japan.
こんにちは。 Hello everyone, and welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons. This series continues from Newbie Series Season 2, Nihongo Dojo, Welcome to Style U. Newbie Series 3, Nihongo Dojo, Style U and Beyond. And Beginner Series Season 4. In this lesson, you'll learn
天気予報の言葉とフレーズ。
Expressions used in a weather forecast. This conversation takes place at
テレビ局,
a TV station. The conversation is between a TV crew and a weather forecaster, right?
そうですね。You hear the 天気予報 or weather forecast in Japanese.
Now, since the weather forecaster is talking to the viewers at home, she is using
丁寧な日本語,
formal Japanese. Now, Naomi-sensei, before we listen to this conversation,
We want to ask,
Do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about the study tip.
So, Naomi-sensei, we were wondering if you've tried it. And if so,
What do you think of it?
You can leave us feedback in the comments section of this lesson. Let's have a listen to the conversation.
5秒前。4、3、2、1。
皆さん、おはようございます。遠い歩夢の天気予報の時間です。今日、東京はとても寒くなるでしょう。天気は晴れのち曇りでしょう。朝は晴れますが、午後から曇るでしょう。夕方からは雨でしょう。ところによって雪が降るかもしれません。外出の時、暖かいコートと傘を忘れないでくださいね。それでは皆さん、今日も頑張りましょう。
はい、加藤、OK です。遠井さん、お疲れ様でした。
お疲れ様です。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
5秒前、4、3、2、1。
みなさん、おはようございます。遠い歩むの天気予報の時間です。今日、東京はとても寒くなるでしょう。天気は晴れのち曇りでしょう。朝は晴れますが、午後から曇るでしょう。夕方からは雨でしょう。ところによって雪が降るかもしれません。外出の時、暖かいコートと傘を忘れないでくださいね。それでは皆さん、今日も頑張りましょう。
はい、カット、オッケーです。遠いさん、お疲れ様でした。
ふう、お疲れ様です。
今度は英語が入ります。
5秒前、 4, 3, 2, 1.
5 seconds remaining. 4, 3, 2, 1.
皆さん、おはようございます。遠い歩の天気予報の時間です。
Good morning, everybody. It's time for the weather forecast with Ayumu Toi.
今日、東京はとても寒くなるでしょう。
Today, Tokyo will get very cold.
天気は晴れのち曇りでしょう。
The weather will be clear, followed by clouds later on.
朝は晴れますが、午後から曇るでしょう。
The morning will be clear, but from the afternoon onward it will become cloudy.
夕方からは雨でしょう。
Rain is forecast for the evening.
ところによって雪が降るかもしれません。
Depending on your location, there is a chance of snow.
外出の時、暖かいコートと傘を忘れないでくださいね。
If you go out, please don't forget a warm jacket and an umbrella.
それでは皆さん、今日も頑張りましょう。
As always, give it your best today, everyone.
はい、カット、OK です。
Okay, cut. That's fine.
トイさん、お疲れ様でした。
Thank you, Ms. Toi.
お疲れ様です。
Thank you.
Naomi-sensei, what do you call this person? The weather woman? Tenki ne-san?
Ah, you mean, otenki o-ne-san desu ne.
Right. Otenki o-ne-san. Kawaii desu ne.
Ah, otenki o-ne-san ga? Ah, so desu ne. Otenki o-ne-san wa, wakakute, kawaii desu ne.
So according to Naomi-sensei, otenki o-ne-san or...Weather ladies are usually young and pretty. And most of them get married to sports players or rich people or the like.
So, 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 so. Maybe I'm stereotyping too much. I don't know.
その通りですね。
あ、そう思う? Do you agree?
I agree. But I think it's actually interesting that in Japan, it's otenki o-ne-san, like... The weather woman.
So, there's usually no otenki o-nii-san.
Or weather guys, or weather man. And in the US, there are usually a lot of weather men.
Oh, so.
And usually the guy doing it is a weather man.
Hmm, 面白いですね。
So usually, young women are doing the weather forecast.
そうですね。
Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary. First word.
秒
Second.
秒う秒
Next
天気予報
Weather forecast
天気予報う天気予報
Next
夕方
Evening
夕方夕方
Next
雪
Snow, snowy
雪雪
Next.
外出
Outing, trip, going out.
外出外出
Let's take a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we're looking at?
頑張る
To try one's best, to hang in there.
This word is often used in the te form, right? Like, 頑張ってください
Which in English means, do your best or hang in there.And I think it's used in the same way as good luck in English.
そうだと思います。I think so too. I'd translate 頑張ってください or 頑張って as good luck.
Of course, this is kind of relative and depending on the context in which it's used. In the dialogue, the weather woman said in the weather forecast,
頑張りましょう。
Let's do our best or let's give our best.
Of course, she could have said 頑張ってください。Give it your best. Do your best. That'll work too.
Now, 頑張りましょう. You learn this grammatical structure in Beginner Series Season 4. And this is a verb stem plus ましょう. If you're not familiar with this grammar point, please review Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 33. Okay, next we're going to go over some nouns that describe the weather. Naomi-sensei, sunny is?
晴れ.
Cloudy is?
曇り.
Rain or shower is?
雨.
There are corresponding verbs listed in the lesson notes, so be sure to read those.
Also, I'd like to introduce two phrases often used in weather forecasts, which are 時々,
sometimes, occasionally,
and 後,
later, after. Can we hear a sample sentence using 時々?
晴れ、時々曇り.
Clear, partly cloudy. Literally, clear, sometimes clouds, or sometimes cloudy. Now, how about a sample sentence using
後?曇り、後雨.
Cloudy conditions followed by rain. And Nami-sensei,
はい.
This word 後, this is a pretty formal word, right?
そうですね.
So it's not something you'd use in a conversation with your friends.
そうですね.
Remember, this is a television conversation, so they're being pretty formal because they're presenting to everybody watching.
Mm.
So this 後 is quite formal. How about if you were talking with your friends? How would you say this?
Okay. Noun plus 後.
Yeah.
That grammar will be explained in the PDF of the next lesson.
Okay, on to the grammar section. In this lesson, you learn how to talk about predictions using some new sentence-ending expressions. Now, these expressions are used to talk about probability, possibility, or the speaker's guess about something. We're going to introduce four sentence-ending expressions. The first two expressions we're going to look at are
だろう and でしょう.
だろう and the formal でしょう. These express the speaker's guess or prediction about something and is similar to probably in English. The speaker's guess is based on some information or knowledge they have. In the dialogue, the weather forecaster said,
天気は晴れ後曇りでしょう.
The weather will be clear, followed by clouds later on. Let's break this sentence down.
はい. 天気は.
As for the weather,
晴れ.
Sunny.
後.
After or later.
曇り.
Cloudy.
でしょう.
Probably. So literally, as for the weather, sunny. After cloudy, probably. Of course, in more natural English, it means the weather will be clear, followed by clouds later on. And please notice that desho follows the noun.
そうですね.
And here, desho has a pretty high degree of certainty, at least higher than the other expressions we're going to introduce.
そうですね. For affirmative sentences, だろう or desho follows the dictionary form of a verb or adjective. And for negative sentences, だろう or でしょう follows the informal negative form of a verb or adjective.
And please note, the only difference between だろう and でしょう is just the politeness level.
Right.
So if I was speaking with my friend, I could use だろう.
Mm.
But in formal situations, でしょう.
そうですね.
But the meaning is exactly the same. Okay, Nami-sensei, let's look at some examples. First, how do you say it will rain?
雨が.
How about it will probably rain? And again, probably here has a pretty high degree of certainty.
雨が降るだろう.
And in this case, this is informal Japanese, so kind of to give some context, maybe a husband and wife riding the train and looking at a very cloudy sky with low clouds and kind of dark, dark clouds. So 雨が降るだろう, pretty high degree of certainty that it's going to rain.
はい. And 雨が降るでしょう.
Same exact meaning, just higher degree of politeness. And this is something that you, again, you would hear in the news.
Right.
Now, Nami-sensei, how do you say it won't rain?
雨が降らない.
Okay, how about it probably won't rain?
For informal situations, 雨が降らないだろう. And for formal situations, 雨が降らないでしょう.
Okay, on to the next expressions.
かもしれない. And? かもしれません.
かもしれない and its formal counterpart, かもしれません, express probability. Now, it indicates that something is possible, but the speaker is uncertain whether it's true or not. It's similar to the English might or maybe.
Mm.
Now, remember, this is a lower degree of certainty than the expressions we just introduced of だろう and でしょう.
The formation is the same as だろう and でしょう. They also follow the informal form of a verb or adjective. For example, 雨が降るかもしれない or 雨が降るかもしれません.
It might rain. So, Nami-sensei, for the sentence 雨が降るでしょう and 雨が降るかもしれません, which has a higher possibility or probability?
I would say だろう or でしょう has higher probability. And でしょう is the one the weather forecaster usually uses.
For the forecast they're predicting.
そうですね。Of course, they use かもしれません if their probability is low.
Kind of the uncertainty. They're not quite sure.
そうそうそう。
They're less confident. In the dialogue, the woman said,
ところによって雪が降るかもしれません。
So, depending on your location, there's a chance of snow.
うん。雪が降るかもしれません。There's a chance of snow. So, 雨が降るかもしれません。Ubi?
There's a chance of rain. ところによって is a good phrase to know.
ああ、そうですね。Right. ところ means place. による is depend on.
So, 人による depends on the person. 日による depends on the day.
そうですね。ピーターの態度は日によりますね。
So, Peter's attitude kind of changes depending on the day.
And mood.
Okay, and one more point. I just want to revisit something about かもしれません. This is the most polite way. And the informal way is かもしれない. But often in very casual conversations, you can hear かも.
Actually, I use it a lot.
So it's the ultra short version.
So, かも.
Yeah, maybe. So, same level of certainty, but it's just a very short version.
Right. かもは便利かも.
The sentence ending phrase, かも, may be useful.
はい.
Naomi-sensei's little play on words. Okay, in the lesson notes, there's a reference for the grammar used in the dialogue.We tell you which lessons contain the grammar seen in the lessons so that you can go back and review if needed. Basic and premium members.
If you have a 3G phone,
you can see the lesson notes in your favorite browser on your phone.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com to find out more.
That's going to do it.
じゃあまた。
5秒前。4、3、2、1。
みなさん、おはようございます。遠い歩むの天気予報の時間です。今日、東京はとても寒くなるでしょう。天気は晴れのち曇りでしょう。朝は晴れますが、午後から曇るでしょう。夕方からは雨でしょう。ところによって雪が降るかもしれません。外出の時、暖かいコートと傘を忘れないでくださいね。それでは皆さん、今日も頑張りましょう。
はい、カット、OK です。遠井さん、お疲れ様でした。
お疲れ様です。